guys. Welcome to Breaking Rumors. Real news, real opinions. And hopefully, it's raining right now, so hopefully that won't be too much noise, but I guess I'll find out when, after I listen to this. But, so, on my commute to home right now from work, and, you know, there's more news things to talk about, but the one thing that I just felt like I wanted to talk about today wasn't necessarily news, but it was something that I'm interested in, and this show is, I can kind of talk about what I want and what I'm interested in. And one of the things is Dungeons and Dragons. So we at the Closet Geek are thinking of, we have played Dungeons and Dragons a large portion of our life. It's a big thing and we've loved it. But we haven't played in a long time, but we want to play and we're going to do it through Skype and everything. But we figured, hey, why don't we just make it a show that you guys can enjoy as well. So we're thinking about, you know, streaming it on Twitch and then, you know, recording it in probably like hour increments to have audio as well, and we hope that all turns out very well. So one of the most fun things about Dungeons and Dragons is starting it and character creation. And so I wanted to do something that I have never done before, which is play a character class that I've never played before. And that character class is a monk. And I thought it would be really fun to play a monk. I don't know, maybe I'm being a little influenced because we're watching Avatar: The Last Airbender as a family right now. So there may be some influence there. But, so I'm going to play a monk. And I, you know, trying to figure out what race to be, and I decided that I'm gonna, you know, we're doing 5th edition rules, so I decided I was gonna be a wood elf, because, the main stat that you want to focus on as a monk is dexterity, and the second main stat is wisdom, and as a wood elf, you get both dexterity and wisdom bonuses. So, I figured, you know, no-brainer there, I'll just do that. And so, you know, picking all the other things, deciding if I want to use a monk weapon or if I just want to use my fists, and I'm still kind of teetering on that. I'm not sure. I might just want to be like, you know, focus on unarmed combat, because I, you know, that's what you think about when you think of a monk. But you know, they also have cool things. If I do use a weapon, I think I'm going to use nunchucks because that's just cool. One thing also about character creation is kind of coming up with your character background and storyline to have some depth to your character. And so what my character is gonna be is that as a child, my village was destroyed by a, you know, what eventually hopefully will be integrated by a lich. And I wasn't the only survivor, but I kind of went off by myself, and I didn't know where the other survivors were. And this is a story in the working, people, so you know, just bear with me. But what happened was I was found, kind of, you know, young kid. I was found by essentially I was found by a monk, and he took me under his wing. But the cool thing about this monk is that he's also he's a captain of a merchant ship, and not necessarily just a merchant ship, but it's kind of like a mercenary merchant ship where businesses can hire this ship kind of like as protection, not to go on their ship to protect them, but you have your own ship and protect them against pirates or, you know, doing stuff like that. I thought that'd be pretty cool. But you're like, hey, well, aren't monks, you know, like, don't you have to go to a monastery? Isn't there type of thing like that? But here's the cool thing I thought of. The monastery is my ship. It's like a traveling monastery where all the monks, everyone on the ship are monks and part of the monastery that's the ship. And so I get welcomed into the family, essentially, and, you know, the captain and the first mate, and, you know, I become really close with, and they train me to become a monk. And then eventually I grow up and I determine that I need to go out into the world and figure out what happened to my village and you know, maybe find the person responsible for the destruction of my village. So that kind of leads to me leaving my monastery / ship. It's cool. I'm a monk sailor, essentially. And so I thought that was a pretty cool concept. You could disagree with me or tell me I'm dumb. I'm open to that. But I thought it was something fun to do. And it's also fun because my brothers and I were really excited, and they're talking about the characters that they want to do, and they're going to try to do different characters. I think Ryan is planning on being a rogue / thief. Michael's planning on being a cleric, and those are classes that they don't usually play either. Mike is always like the wizard or the wizard or a ranger. He always likes to use a bow. And Ryan usually plays, you know, more like he's played paladins and fighters and stuff like that. He's played other stuff, but he usually doesn't tend to play like a rogue. So that would be kind of fun. And then, you know, there's John is, of course, being the DM. And we're thinking that we might need to integrate a couple more people. So we're seeing if maybe Ryan's wife wants to play with us or my wife wants to play with us. If that doesn't necessarily work out, maybe we could find some other people. That way it's not necessarily just a adventuring group of three people. Maybe we can get it up to four or five, which is a good sized group. But we're excited. I mean, we have tried to do the Dungeons & Dragons via Skype thing before. It's doable, and you can do it. Of course, you have to use a lot of your imagination. But there's also cool programs that you can use so that everyone's, you know, character sheets are on there. You use the programs for battle and combat so you can still have visuals. One of those programs is, of course, I believe it's called D20. It's a program, but there's a Fantasy Grounds is a program you can buy, and you can even buy that on Steam, I believe, and where you essentially run a D&D campaign. The DM can create worlds and, you know, throw random encounters at you, monsters, and have the combat in front of you so you can see it on your personal computer. And so we might use that. Initially, we'll probably just be doing it, you know, old school with, you know, paper and pencil and do that. But we might want to try to go into the whole digital thing so we can all be on the same page and platform and stuff like that. So that's something. If you have experience with any of those type of programs, please let us know. We are open to suggestions. And what is your favorite thing about Dungeons & Dragons? Or have you never played Dungeons & Dragons before? Funny story, if you're kind of like, Dungeons & Dragons isn't really my thing, and it took me 7 years to get my wife to play Dungeons & Dragons, because she had the same concept that a lot of people have, unfortunately, about, you know, D&D, people that play Dungeons & Dragons are weird, you know, basement-dwelling creatures with no social skills and all this stuff, and, you know, you're weirdos. But, you know, I was just trying, you know, normal, cool people play Dungeons & Dragons too. And so eventually I got her to play, and when she played, she had a blast. And she didn't really, she's like, wow, this is actually a lot of fun. Of course, we were playing around a table with people, which is the best and ultimate experience that you should have playing Dungeons & Dragons, is with friends or family around a table. That is the best way to do it. But if you can't do that with your family, which is my case, you know, and you want to play with your family, then Skype or the, you know, other services like that are the next step. So we're going to be starting this up, hopefully within the next month or so. You know, we're in the process of doing character creation. John's going to be creating, you know, making sure we have a campaign ready and everything like that. And then we just need to work it out. And if it works out the way we want, we will be doing this every other week, the stream. And then, if depending on how long our sessions are, the audio part of it could be a weekly post. We'll figure that out as we go. And, you know, this is a learning experience. But my commute is over. But I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions about Dungeons & Dragons and whether you think my monk ideas are cool. Let me know, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.